Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
This year, so many of our beloved idols and icons have passed away, who most of us have never met, yet we still mourn their loss. Well, why do we mourn people who we've never met? Here to tell us more is Senior Lecturer in Social Work at the University of New England, Sarah Whalen. Sarah, welcome back to Joy Drive.
Thanks so much.
Sarah, how does grieving work, and do you have to have known someone to necessarily grieve them?
Look, I think that the really lovely thing about the fact that grief research has really moved on over the last few years is that we understand that all types of grief are valid and that lots of people grieve differently. So you don't have to intimately know the person to experience those grief-like symptoms in terms of a response to their loss.
Why is that the case? Why do we grieve people that we don't have that personal connection with?
Look, I think sometimes it's a generational issue. We might have grown up knowing about somebody, of that person being involved in our lives, in terms of it might be through music in our ears or things that we watch on TV, characters that we connect with that help kind of shape us through the lifespan. So I think that we being the people that don't know the famous people, we associate a relationship with them. But most people are very aware that that relationship doesn't exist, but they can still have a dramatic impact when we hear about their loss.
Is the grief that we experience for a public figure different to the grief we experience, say, for a loved one or someone who we personally knew?
Look, I think most of the time there's a sense of that we understand that we're at arm's length, that the grief that we're experiencing, if it's someone from, you know, the Queen to Olivia Newton-John to some type of other historical figure, we understand that their loss means that they're no longer, in our lives in terms of hearing about them, seeing them on the news, understanding what's going on in their lives. But I think that we also need to provide space for people that might feel like they have a close connection with someone. That might be because they might be lonely, they might be experiencing some social disconnection. So I think that we can't always say it's one or the other. Sometimes it might be a little bit of both those feelings.
We're chatting to Senior Lecturer in Social Work at the University of New England, Sarah Whalen, about why we mourn people who we've never met. Sarah, if we do feel saddened by the passing of a public figure, should we hide this grief or is it best for us to let it out?
Look, I think one of the perfect ways in which we see people express their grief now, both collectively or individually, is through social media. I think that we're far more open to the idea of saying to people, you know, you might tweet it, you might put something up on Facebook. I know that my kids use Be Real a lot, or, you know, TikTok, things like that, is that you're allowed to say, this has happened and this is how I feel in relation to it. So I think part of it, you know, particularly as it's, you know, we're in Mental Health Month at the moment, is about owning the fact that we'll all have different life experiences and that we should say, you know what, this has had an impact on me. It could have reminded me about someone in my life, or it could have reminded me about a previous loss that I've experienced. So it's not just the human loss, but what that loss signifies.
So if someone's grieving, say, for example, Liv Newton-John, and someone says, oh, look, you know, you never knew her, you didn't like her music, why are you grieving her? Or maybe someone's grieving the Queen. Someone says, well, you're a monarchist, why are you doing that? And makes fun of it. We shouldn't feel bad, should we, for grieving these people?
Not at all. I think I'm saying we shouldn't feel bad. I think that we need to make sure that we don't minimise people's experiences. Yeah. We've all been through a really significant period of time over the last few years with the pandemic, and some of our ways of getting through that is about creative arts or connecting with things that are bigger than us. So if we lose those things that signify that bigger, higher order, you know, whatever power is out there, then I think that it's completely okay to be able to say this is having an impact on me.
Why do some people grieve more openly for public figures than other people?
Look, I think that sometimes people forget that their grief sometimes might be compared to others. You know, I've worked as both a social worker providing grief support and then as a grief researcher for a really long time. And as much as I say to people there is no hierarchy of grieving or mourning, some people do think that. So for some people, you know, the loss of the Queen recently might be the most significant loss that they've experienced, whereas others who might be have gone through some more traumatic times or have a difficult relationship with the conversations that are being had, they might view it as less than being, you know, a big experience in life.
Sarah, if we are grieving the loss of a public figure, what's the best way to get through that and process that grief?
Look, I think that sometimes we need to step away from the media. I mean, I do a lot of trauma work, and so my self-care strategy is always that I don't watch the news. I read it, but I don't watch it because those images kind of get stuck in my mind. So if you're trying to navigate your loss experiences because you've lost someone that was important to you in your life, then sit with it yourself. Talk to people who are trusted, who are around you. They might be your online networks. But remember that when you put your perspectives out into the public domain, that sometimes you won't get the nicest of responses. So just be really gentle with yourself and share it in a safe space.
Sarah, really informative and brilliant chat as always. Thank you so much for joining us.
Not a problem. Take care.
Thank you, Sarah Whalen, Senior Lecturer in Social Work at the University of New England.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.